Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good announces. Good announcing there. Good announcing by me to start. Dear God. Good analysis by Tony Romo. Oh, geez. Oh, God. Oh, my. It's like the first time I saw the Grand Canyon. Easy there, Tony. DK Metcalf, if you've been under a rock for the last 12 hours or so, been suspended 2 games by the National Football League. And I think there's room for some nuance here, folks. I don't know that you typically would associate me or intern Dom with nuance, but we are going to parse through this sucker right now. There are 3 parts to this, in my not-so-humble opinion. We'll get to 2 of the parts in the first segment. We got part 3 coming up next. That's right. I'm teasing to a 3rd part already. Pat Bostic from 7 o'clock until 10, Jeff Hathorn at 7, Trey Essex at 8 o'clock. 3 parts to this. Suspended for 2 games is nonsense. It's absolute freaking nonsense. So we'll start here at 412-928-9370. Do you agree with the suspension? I do not. I thought he was going to get a game. I thought a game would have been deserved. You can't hit a fan in the face. I don't care how big of a jackass the fan is, and this guy, my Lord, seems like a jackass. You can't hit a fan in the face. There are just some lines you can't cross. And the Pistons and the Pacers, they ruined it for everybody when they went into the crowd, Malice at the Palace, and started beating on people. They made it not fun for anybody else. But you can't hit a fan. You can't. That's a line you just can't cross. That being said, this is what the NFL put out there in their statement when announcing that DK Metcalf was suspended. Quote, players may not enter the stands or otherwise confront fans at any time on game day. And if a player makes unnecessary physical contact with a fan in any way that constitutes unsportsmanlike conduct or presents crowd control issues and or risk of injury, he will be held accountable, end quote. Now, the NFL could have included ellipses, dot, 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 unless your name's Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson in Buffalo, week 1, a fan pushed his helmet, but he two-hand shoved the fan. Nothing. Crickets from the NFL. Wouldn't want to suspend a star quarterback at the very beginning of the season, would we? Make no mistake about it, that's why Lamar Jackson wasn't suspended. In the NFL, they'll bury their head in the sand and say, well, it's a different circumstance whenever the fan initiates the contact. Really? Because according to this statement, players may not enter the stands or otherwise confront fans at any time on game day. Blah, 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 blah. So according to the NFL's own statement, there is absolutely no reason that a player should ever make unsportsmanlike conduct with a fan. Unsportsmanlike contact with a fan. Well, Lamar did. Crickets. Lamar did. Nothing. Meanwhile, DK Metcalf does it. He gets 2 games? Again, I'm fine with 1. You just can't do what DK did. But Lamar gets zero, he gets two. That doesn't sit well with me. So how do you feel about the suspension? 412-928-9370. I was a little bit surprised by Steelers fans yesterday via the phones and via the text line who were saying that DK deserves anything that's coming to him. Yeah, I'm not going to go that far. I think he deserves a game. He doesn't deserve to. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. There is more nuance here. Again, I am not absolving DK of what he did. But DK says that this guy has harassed him before, and he reported him to stadium security last year. So, in a way, again, not absolving DK. But the NFL let Metcalf down. If what DK has alleged was true before, if it's not true now, that guy shouldn't have been going to games anymore. Like, there are certain lines that you as a fan cannot cross. Forget human being. I mean, the things that are alleged to have come out of this guy's mouth by DK Metcalf, whether you believe it or not, if he said them, there's no place for that in society, let alone a damn NFL stadium directed at a player. If that's what happened before and DK reported this man to stadium security, then stadium security and ipso facto, hello, the NFL let DK Metcalf down. And DK and his representation and the NFL Players Association should bring that up in the appeal. I don't think DK is going to win the appeal, though. Even if there's compelling evidence that what DK is saying is true, the appeal is being heard by Roger Goodell. And Roger Goodell is going to want to send the message here. Or, at the very least, at this point now, rubber stamp the message. So I don't see this going down from two games to one. If it were some sort of unaffiliated arbiter, then maybe. But I don't think Roger Goodell can be seen in his own eyes as the commissioner who took it easy on a guy who punched a fan. But I think two games is too much. When Lamar gets zero, I don't think DK can get two. 412-928-9370. I said there are two parts. Here's the second part. It's a selfish act. There's no two ways about that. We're all human beings. There's a reason that I don't post things about my family on my professional social media accounts. Because I know if someone said something about my kids or my wife, then I'd probably put something on social media that could get me in hot water. I need to protect myself. But that's what DK Metcalf needed to do here in this situation. If DK's telling the truth, and if this guy said the things to him that he says he said, you still can't walk over there. Because those are two of the most hateful words, one of them the most hateful word in the English language. And I wouldn't trust myself to go over there. I wouldn't. And DK needs to know that about himself. If I go over here and this guy's going to say stuff, what am I going to do? One of the best ways to avoid trouble is to not put yourself in the situation. I have skipped three of my friends' bachelor parties in Las Vegas. Why? Because I'll wind up on a roof like Doug, throwing my mattress off the top of some high rise in Las Vegas. I'll get sunburnt. I'd probably perish. I just don't put myself in that situation. Crowley in Vegas, bad news. If I'm there, it's not going to be, oh, I'll just take it easy. No. I'm staying up for 72 straight hours. I'm drinking beer, and I'm losing my house to gambling. I ain't putting myself in that position. DK's got to be smart. This guy's an ass. You can't go over there and engage him because nothing good happens to you, and all you're going to do is put that guy in a position to take your money, and you're putting your career in a bad spot. Because this isn't just a two-game suspension. This came down later last night that DK Metcalf will now potentially lose $45 million in guarantees from his contract because the two-game suspension for which the NFL terms conduct detrimental to the league now voids the $45 million. Now, Metcalf could still be able to earn that money over the next 2 years, But CBS Sports grabbed the contract, and it notes that if he fails to practice or play with the club for any reason, which includes player suspension by the NFL or club for conduct detrimental, his guarantees will be null and void. DK, you can't put yourself in that position. Again, it sounds like this guy, at best, was just looking for an altercation. At best, this guy premeditated all this and wanted some sort of interaction with DK Metcalf. At worst, he's a racist, misogynist. I'm going to get in trouble. You can't put yourself in that situation. And you owe it to your teammates, not just yourself, not to put yourself in hot water. Because now the Steelers don't have DK Metcalf for two games. Now, that may not matter. You might have been resting him anyhow if the Green Bay Packers can finish off the Baltimore Ravens for you on Saturday night. But if they don't, that Browns game is massive. You don't want it all to come down to Week 18. And he wouldn't be there for that one either. You can't do that to your teammates. DK Metcalf is a massive part of this team, a massive part of this offense. He sucks so much attention from the opposing team's defense. It allows guys who are old and slow, like Adam Thielen, to get open over the middle of the field. And if you don't have DK Metcalf, you make your path to clinching the AFC North that much more difficult. And it didn't need to happen. It's one thing if a guy gets hurt. You can't control that. You can control your own actions. And he didn't. So I disagree with the NFL coming down as hard as they did with the two-game suspension. But here's the new ones. I still think, DK, buddy, you can't put yourself in that situation. Your thoughts. 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I'm interested to get Bostic's perspective on this as a former player, Trey Essex's perspective on this as a former player, and Jeff Hathorn will be with us at 7 o'clock. We'll get his take on the whole deal here and what guys were saying in the locker room following the game in Detroit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off.
head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.